We're pleased to get an in-person visit from Bears head coach John Fox, Chris Bowden, and Dan Jiggetts along with us here. And John, at your introductory press conference when it was mentioned that, you know, the first year in Carolina, first year in Denver, there were 6-4 win improvements. I think the phrase you used was undersell, overproduce. Do you have a sense at least 6 weeks in, I'm not asking you to compare, but the steps you are taking toward the vision that you and Ryan have for this franchise, do you have a good sense of that yet?
Yeah, I do. I think the guy's attitude, you know, their commitment to being a championship football team is there. And, you know, now it's just honing it all in skill set wise for 60 minutes. And, you know, we've had good and bad. You know, I think obviously last week's game was disappointing because we could have got to 3-3. Reality is we're 2-4, and that's about where we are. But I like where we're heading.
You know, John, you've been known as a quick turnaround specialist. Now, you go down to Carolina, right away you guys make the playoffs. Denver, same thing. You know, you get in, turn the thing around, and get it rolling again. What do you think it is that you do that makes that happen for you?
Well, like any business, I think it's a people business. And I think, you know, upstairs and downstairs. So, you know, upper management, Ryan Pace is a terrific guy to work with. I think tremendously talented, the staff he's put together. You know, I think coaching staff-wise, we've put together a great staff here. And, you know, they're not one-man shows for sure. So it's, you know, it's efforts by a lot of talented people and then putting together a roster that can win you a championship. And we're, you know, slowly developing that. And like I said, I like where we're headed. I like where we're at. We still have a lot of work to do.
I don't put a lot of pressure on you, but how fast do you think that it can happen with this roster? Or you think it's one of these things that's going to be a grind?
Well, early on, I had a meeting with our board, and, you know, I will say I think it'll be sooner rather than later. And, you know, I like the progress. It's not exactly where we'd like to be after 6 games, but we still have 10 more games to get it righted, and we'll see what happens.
We hear from current and former players how much they respect the fact that you are very upfront with them. You tell them exactly what you expect from them, and it's all spelled out. How important do you think that approach is to getting the players and the team you eventually want?
Well, I think, you know, my experience with players, and that's been, you know, as assistant coach, a coordinator, or even as a head coach, you know, they appreciate honesty, and they want to be held accountable. You need to have dependable people and accountable people to do this in a championship way. You know, again, it's a style, but, you know, one I think the players appreciate. And, you know, that goes from me on down or even with Ryan on the personnel end, you know, being really candid and upfront with players.
You know, we hear a lot about your background, your dad being a Navy SEAL and all the rest of that, and how that has influenced you. How has it influenced you in terms of your coaching style and how you approach life in general and the relationship that you have with your guys?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of carryover. And to me, that's pretty much the ultimate level of commitment and sacrifice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, is serving your country and, you know, your life's on the line for our safety. And, you know, growing up with that and looking at the teamwork and how dependent, you know, they are on each other in so many ways. You know, I think that carries over to football in some degree, you know, more minor, but some of the same concepts. And really kind of doing things for somebody bigger than yourself, I think, you know, is, to me, always been more motivating than some of the selfish things that players can look at.
Well, all the Monday morning quarterbacks have the benefit of hindsight. And I heard you on the air with Jeff Joniak on Monday night on your coach's show give a pretty clear, detailed explanation about the timeout situation at the end of the game for both teams. You know, the 10-second runoff and, you know, a 4th-and-12 turning into a 1st-and-6 after that unfortunate penalty. I wonder if you can share that for those who may still be scratching their heads a little bit about it.
Well, I think, you know, at which point it became 3rd-and-12, you know, obviously we're going to take the penalty. We do get the choice of the runoff or not, and them having no timeouts remaining. You know, at 3rd-and-12, you're anticipating that you're going to win that down and hopefully get it to 4th-and-12 and win that down. And you don't want to give your opponent, you know, any time to discuss when they have no timeouts left. You want them more hurry up. It's not the way it turned out. And like you said, hindsight is 20-20. But, you know, at the end of the day, we were able to get down the field in 21 seconds and kick the, you know, the regulation time field goal. So, you know, it just didn't work out in overtime. And, you know, but we look at everybody. I mean, we're critical. All our signatures are on that loss. And that's including mine.
You know, John, when you look at the red zone scoring situation, that's got to be kind of disconcerting to you because you look at it and say, well, you know, that can help your defense out so much, changes the complexion of games early on. What's holding back the ability to punch that thing in when you get down there?
Well, I think, you know, what people have to understand is it's not an excuse, it's reality. Really, it was a 3 of 7 because the one that counts is the 8th opportunity. We lined up and kicked the game-time field goal. Did not even try to score in the red zone. So I think really what you have to remember is that the field gets shorter. So all the advantage goes to the defense, whether it's the run game or the pass game. What could be a single high safety, everything's a double high safety, actually, because of the depth of the field. Same thing in the passing game. The windows are a lot tighter. Mm-hmm. You know, we had some new receivers back in that Jay hasn't had an opportunity to work with a whole lot, you know, throughout the season. So, you know, I think with time, some continuity, you know, with that receiving core, even in the run game, you know, some of the run calls, and we've had some shuffles in the O-line. I think it'll get improved.
Okay, I got a couple of quick fiery questions for you. Influences on you as a coach. Who are the guys that you know, you kind of grew up looking at and saying, this is how I kind of want to model myself, and I like what this guy does. I like his style.
Well, I mean, I've been blessed to be around some great people and been very fortunate, and it's helped me in my career. But I think the guy that really stands out was my first NFL coaching job was with Chuck Knoll. Mm-hmm. You know, a little bit of his approach. A very non-ego guy, was about the players. He was very strict, very tough, but an outstanding teacher. And really that's what coaching is you know, teaching players how to hone their craft and be the best they can be. And so he's the guy that sticks out in my mind.
And I want to, as we say goodbye to you and thanks again for your time. I want to go back to a story I heard about you when you were working with Ernie Accorsi in New York with the Giants. And you were the defensive coordinator leading up to the NFC Championship game against, what, Culpepper and Moss and all those guys in Minnesota. I thought I heard a story where, you know, he wasn't quite looking you in the eye leading up to that week. Can you share that with our audience?
Well, he was scared to death. They had broken every scoring record known to man that season. And, you know, like a lot of general managers and people in that role that, you know, really aren't coaching the players, they get, it's kind of a tough job because they just watch. But everybody was pretty nervous, and you know, I basically told him, I said, you got nothing to worry about. We're going to be just fine.
And it was, what, 41-0 the final score?
Yeah, it worked out good.
All right. Well, hopefully you get to that point where Ryan is at least looking in the eye confidently
right.
And on an NFC Championship game. John, thanks very much for joining us
here. Appreciate you guys having me.
All right. Coming up next here on Bears Huddle, we'll be joined by John's buddy from CSNChicago.com, John Moon Mullen, to talk a little bit about the first 6 games heading into this bye week. Stay with us.